listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to tell you about somebody who was afraid and then even more afraid. I'm going to read to you from the prophet Jonah, chapter 1, verses 14, 15, and 16. There we read this. Therefore, they cried out to the Lord and said, "We pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it has pleased you." So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice to the Lord and took vows. Jonah chapter 1 describes a dreadful storm for the sailors on a particular ship that was headed to Tarshish. This storm was so fierce, so dark, and so evil that they knew that it was more than a storm. It was the judgment of God upon them all, or at least upon one of them on board. Every man cried out to his God with everything that they had, knowing that only a miracle from the heavens could save them, or at least almost every man did. They found one sleepy stowaway, and they dragged him to the deck, and they commanded him to pray to his God. Then someone thought, perhaps the wrath of God is only upon one of us, and that one must pay for their sin so that the whole ship could be saved. Drawing straws, the short straw ended up in the hand of the sleepy stowaway, and they found out that he was a prophet on the run from the living God. At that point, Jonah did a very brave thing. He offered to sacrifice himself for the sake of the perishing men on board the ship. He said, "Throw me in. Let me bear the wrath of God and the sea, and you will be spared." Now, those sailors didn't want to throw Jonah into the sea because they believed his God was real, and they feared that throwing a prophet overboard would bring God's wrath upon them. But when all hope seemed lost, then they took precautions, praying, "Oh Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood." And then they threw Jonah into the sea. Instantly, the sea ceased from its raging. The sailors feared the Lord exceedingly. They sacrificed to God. They made promises to serve him. And this pattern illustrates the salvation of every needy sinner when we examine the actions of the crew on the ship. Now, why did Jonah ask to be thrown into the sea? Because sinners, when they're tossed upon the sea of conviction of sin, make desperate efforts to save themselves. The fleshly efforts of those awakened sinners must inevitably fail. And then the soul's sorrow will continue to increase as long as it relies on its own efforts. And friends, the way of safety for sinners is found in the sacrifice of another person on their behalf. You should know that the sacrifice of another person on your behalf has turned away the wrath of God. That is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Now, here's a difference. Jonah was guilty, Jesus was innocent. But both of them said, "Put the wrath of God on me and I will bear it." Friend, if you have received it, then by all means enjoy it as God's precious gift to you, an enduring proof of his great love. Hey, thank Jesus today for being greater than Jonah in his sacrifice and what it accomplished for you.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.